Welcome to the IPMA series, Who Am I? And tonight I am sitting with Burning Sage. Welcome. How are you all doing tonight?
Hey.
Hey, we're doing really good up here. Hopefully you're doing very well down there.
Indeed.
Or over there.
Over there.
Over there.
Over there.
He's over there. He's
over there.
He's over there to the west.
Over the west wing.
Over, yeah, the west side.
That's correct. West and a little tiny bit south from you guys, which is awesome. Thank you so much for taking some time to spend with me. Can you guys tell us a little bit about how you all got into music?
Okay, this is Lynn Sanders. I am the singer guitar player, and we have always been around music. I grew up in a musical family, and we were very poor. And we didn't really have anything else but music. And I had a Cinderella archetype, and it was pretty much the only thing I was allowed to do was play. For some reason, I was using my stepfather's guitar to learn to play on. When I was very young, I was about 12, I went through a big bout of addiction growing up and in my young adulthood. And then I had a family, I had kids, so I kind of gotten out of music for a long time. And when I went back into sobriety, that was one of the first things I picked back up. I started playing again, and my kids were older, so I had a little bit more time to play. And then I started songwriting when my kids were in their teens. So I didn't come into music professionally till I was in my late 30s, I believe. I started songwriting in the late 30s, and I answered an ad in Scene Magazine and met Sue and our old bass player, our first bass player, and we've been evolving ever since. So that's to the consolidated version.
That's really fantastic.
Okay. Greetings, Alfred. Thanks for having us, first of all. My name's Sue Balaschek. I'm the drummer. I started playing the drums back when I was 10 years old, and I'll try to condense this. Did a drum and bugle corps. I was in drum and bugle corps in high school, and I was in a band as well in high school. I've really been blessed with my musical career. I started teaching private lessons when I was 19. My first recording experience, I actually flew to Jersey when I was 16 and recorded with a band. So I've been in the business, you know, again, since I was probably, you know, 14 years old. I was in my first band. So just, you know, working with this band, working with that band. When I was 19, I was signed exclusive with an agency out of Nashville, and I toured full time with that project for about 10 years. So now, let's see, I'm up into my 30s. Again, you know, dabbled with this band, that band, did a lot of touring, blah, blah, blah. Met Lynn, and Lynn and I have been working together ever since. So we've been working together for, what, about 12, 15 years now, off and on. So it's been a great ride, and we're not done yet.
That's
we're
right.
Still here.
We're not going to be done either.
We're not done.
Well, I'm really glad that you're not done also. Okay, so what is the best thing about being a pagan musician?
This is Lynn. The best thing for me about being a pagan musician is absolutely everything. I wake up, and every time I go to practice, no matter what it is, I am so thankful. I love practicing. I love playing. I love the whole everything about it. If I had to pinpoint one thing, it would be the creative process. I like getting into that zone. It's you get like a spiritual high because you go into this place where you're in communication with the universe and all that is in the planet. And yeah, that's my favorite thing, the creative process. I like writing and playing. There's nothing I don't like about being a pagan artist. It just makes me feel more connected to everything and everyone. There's not anything that I don't like about it.
That's fantastic.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
That's fantastic. Sue, do you have anything to add?
Here.
Do you have anything to add, Sue?
I'm totally in agreement. Again, with my career, I've played a lot of genres and a lot of different venues. I've played solely for money, as for hire. I've played club work. I've played big stadium work. But now, as an adult and as a veteran performer, player, musician, being within our community, my community, our community, and playing from, it comes from within. I love working with Lynn, being in the community and playing with and for the community. It's just a different vibe, and it's very gratifying.
Yes, there was a moment, this is before I met the girls, when I was doing my practice, and I did tell the goddess that I was going to play for her, and every time I try to step out of it, I come right back in, and she has held me to it, and it's been a very big honor to play goddess music in the pagan genre. I absolutely love it. I'm very grateful.
Fantastic. Thank you. And I will bet that your listeners are thankful that you're in the genre also. So...
Well, that would be good.
Yes, indeed. So, are there any challenges to being a pagan musician that you guys would like to talk about?
Well, this is Lynn again. My biggest challenge being a pagan musician, and I'm writing a song about this, by the way. I have a song coming out, but I haven't written yet, and it's going to be called Pagan in the Potty. And my biggest challenge is putting on all of my dance wear. I was a belly dancer, and putting on the pagan wear and getting ready for stage or dancing, and you've got all those skirts and hanging things hanging. And the biggest challenge for me is having to go in those porta potties when it's that hot outside in the dark and trying to go into the potty with all this ping, ping, tingling things hanging all over, and you're trying not to get nothing wet or dropping down in. That's, for me, that is the biggest challenge being a pagan artist.
Oh, Lord.
I hate to say, but that's it.
You got to hurry right before the show. You got to do your last-minute potty, and all you musicians out there sure understand you got to do your last-minute potty before you go over to play, because the worst thing is having a potty in the middle of a set. And, well, for Lynn, I don't wear all that garb. But
yeah, the dance wear, the ting-ting-pingling, hanging, jingly things. And the skirts and the, you know, the stringy. You know, pagans like to dress. We like our stuff. So, and I like my stuff. I like to, you know, the dance stuff. So, yeah, it's challenging for me going into the porta potties as a musician dancer before the show. Or actually through the whole festival. So that for me is the biggest challenge of being a pagan artist. Sue, do you have a challenge?
No. You know, again, to repeat, you know, what I said, it's being in your element.
We are in our element.
Yeah, there are no challenges. You know, being in our element is just so nice. And you know, every day I think, wow, you know, we're in our space, because again, you know, Lynn and I have done, you know, different music, different genres, and you know, when we were playing hard, we used to do some pretty hard stuff, some classified metal, and you know, playing the metal clubs and stuff like that, and it's fun, but you know, it's always nice to be at a pagan festival and being in our element. It just feels good. It's always warm, fuzzy. So yeah, I'm gonna say no. There aren't any challenges. We're just very happy to be playing for the community.
And on a serious note, for me, this is Lynn again. I had an issue come up when we did Caldera Fest, and I was kind of taken aback because I haven't had to deal with this in a long time, but I had family members that thought I was worshiping the devil, and it hurt my feelings, I'm not going to lie. And I know a lot of us out there deal with this issue. Yeah, I think being misunderstood, although I'm very used to that, you know, being an odd pagan person, you know, I kind of have an odd persona, you know, outside.
Artist.
Yeah. I kind of grew up that way, and I actually very much enjoy it. Although, yeah, I was kind of taken aback because most people that know me know I've been on a spiritual path for a very long time. My path turned into mysticism seeker. Well, it went from seeker mysticism about 3 years ago, and most people that know me kind of know I'm not Luciferian. No offense to anybody out there, because I, you know, whatever you choose to practice. But, you know, getting misunderstood with that within, you know, people that I really love was a little painful.
How can the IPMA help you to enhance your personal and group musical reality?
Well, first of all, we want to thank the board members for actually creating and considering this network that you're providing for the musicians, being supportive, just knowing that they're a network of people that understand our drive and our passion, helping us network and, from what I understand, contact with festival producers and getting our music out there so people can hear us. So we're very grateful and, again, very appreciative. As far as the award ceremony, that's really nice to have, again, you guys as a network to do something that is gratifying, or I should say acknowledging that, that, you know, pagan musicians are, again, you know, a serious group of artists. That it's fun.
I do not do our business in the band, and I'm not good at business. And I have been extremely blessed with my career. Sue does all our business. I have been so fortunate. I've never had to do very little of it. And I have really don't think I don't appreciate that, because I very much do. Working with you guys, I can't answer this question as good as Sue can, because she does the business. But I am very grateful for any kind of assistance to get our music out. I'm the songwriter, but it is very, very much a blessing that you guys are recognizing the talent that the pagan musicians have. There's very talented musicians out there that we've been had the pleasure to work with and share stage with. And it's nice to be recognized, and it's very nice to have a venue to get our music out. So it's just a lot of gratitude.
Well, thank you. And we are greatly appreciative of you being part of the IPMA as well. So if a person was only going to listen to one of your songs, which one would it be?
Well, this is Lynn. For me, we have played, and my songwriting is so diverse. I play Neil Young. Neil Young is a big idol of mine, and the reason being because he can fluctuate. He opens for himself, and we've done the same thing. We've opened for ourselves. We go from anywhere. I have a very heavy folk influence, and I have very heavy metal influence, and you've got a big heavy world influence. So we have a lot of mix in our music. So if I were to pick one, which is difficult for me because I would have to pick five to cover each genre that we do, I would pick right now, I would pick Violet Fire, because we have I think it covers all the bases of what we do. We have a nice drum a cappella introduction, And then it turns into that fiery, dramatic intensity that we like to achieve. And it's got the mystical, magical lyric content as well. So it kind of covers all the bases, or most of them, as far as I'm concerned anyway. So, yeah, that would be the one I would pick, is Violet Fire.
Fantastic. And Sue, do you agree, or do you have another choice?
I totally agree, because, again, you know, we do acoustic, hand drum, we do just drumming, we like to do heavy. It's crazy, because in the 12, 15 years we've worked together, we cover, you know. It's like, oh, I miss my acoustic guitar. Yeah, I miss my hand drums. Okay, well, let's do that for a while. And then we'll, you know, do some shows.
And we miss the heavy gear.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, shoot, man, we miss throwing down with the heavy stuff. Okay, well, let's go back to that. So now, you know, all these years later, we just combine it all together.
So is there a new project that you want to share with all of our listeners that's coming up?
Well, the first thing, this is Lynn. The first thing that we have new this year, we have a new bass player with us that's coming out to tour with us this summer. So we have a new bass player, Emily, and we feel she's going to do very well with us. We're very happy to have her. And the next thing coming up, we are going to be filming a video. So, and it's probably going to be Violet Fire. So we've got a video shoot in the making very soon. And we also have, we're putting together our next CD. So that's what we've got in the works over here at Sage Territory.
The House of Sage. That's really fantastic. I look forward to all of those projects coming out next year. That's really fantastic. So, what message do you want to share with those who will listen to this interview?
Oh, boy. So, this is Lynn again. So, what I would like to tell everybody, and it is not to fear. Do not fear these challenging times coming. I would like to ask you to hold love in your heart, because the planet is moving into ascension. And I know that there's a lot of things out there that look awful and terrifying. But I want you to know that there's a new era coming. And you cannot bring and build the new on top of the old. It has to come down. The old era has to come down so that the new can come in. And no matter what these elitists and GMO spreaders are doing, there's nothing they can do to stop the new era from coming in. It is called the precession of equinoxes. We are living through the Kali Yuga, and there's nothing that they can do to stop it. I want you to know that the seventh generation is here. The Rainbow Warriors are here. The Galactic Federation of Light is here. So if you fall into fear, I want you to hold love in your heart and know that you have all the help in the world surrounding this planet right now. And I want you young people to know that I know that you've been really pelted really heavy with GMOs and electronica and everything else that they've been trying to bring down on you. But I want you to know that you guys are going to be bringing this era in. And I want you to hold faith, and I want you to hold love in your heart. And I wish you all the love in the world. This is Lynn, and blessed be.
Blessed be. Well, thank you guys for that amazing message, Lynn and Sue. It has been an honor for me to spend time with you tonight, and I look forward to seeing you this summer while you're on tour and the rest of us are on tour. And thank you for the commitment to everything that you do within music.
Well, thank you, Alfred.
Thank you very much. We're very grateful to be here, and we're very grateful to have been speaking with you.